Diary poem Uses of Fear, written a week before the death of Jeffrey Epstein. He tried to hang himself, apparently. Epstein in his cell was rescued by his ex-cop cellmate, who was under arrest for four murders, but Epstein seems to be well again now, if may be warned. Indeed, what might he tell of CIA money laundering? Clinton's, the Royal Lolita Express to the great green land of Ponzi, always a dulcet hell at the top of the faraway tree. This poem is about sex. In fact, the whole subject of underage girls was revived again by the Epstein factory. In the US, adults buy children for sex 2.5 million times as an annual statistic. One woman who had been kidnapped for this said the demands of the clients are more hardcore, anal and abusive now. That of the roles a prostitute can express, sophisticated, motherly, innocent or fearful, the last is almost always the client's demand. That's a real let-out, one assumes, for a tired young woman, whose terror at last becomes a professional asset. I'm thinking of Virginia Woolf's reference to the fact of that odd need people have to feel frightened. All whoring is plotted empathy, of course. As we talk here of the CIA, it is also a matter for the thoughtful about how their psychological torture drove the actress Jean Seberg to death. She'd gone out with a Black Panther over a long time, including through the pages of Mockingbird publications like Time. Was it at last an actual murder? They were the artists of accidental death, misattributed slaughter. She was so beautiful, with an air unaware and detached, self-possessed. Was it indeed one person who kept the chase alive, or did committees inherit it? Not enough is said about the role of the purely sexual in the field of intelligence, the prettiness of a pawn like Yulia Skripal. Did the agents line up like migrant workers outside the shed in the head, making sure each target is swapped from place to place? Epstein perhaps understands that the sensual facade, the plain skin, pearl skin polished, was not expressly about money, because it became irresistibly about fear in the eye's orgasm and the patient in the dark spasming fingers of the noose around his neck.